Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
It's time for Drive Moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So, this one got me thinking the other day, because I've been in the industry for so many years, and it's not only about the industry, it's also about people that you know, as friends, as colleagues. We know each other's strengths and weaknesses. Do you know what I mean?
Got you.
And sometimes when a friend comes to you and say, listen, they've offered me this, so I'm going to stop doing this part and I'm going to do this. As a friend, you think, okay, I know your strengths. I know your weaknesses. Maybe I don't think it is a good idea for you to go for this opportunity. It's a great opportunity, but personally, I don't think it's a good idea. Sometimes it has nothing to do with you being able to execute this particular job. Maybe it's because where they're going to end up in a frying pan.
Mm. Easy.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? So, I remember when I left Metro, right? And and I knew what I was getting myself into. But I still spoke to friends. I'm like, should I go? I don't know, but where you go?
What are you doing?
But I wanted to leave. Mm. I needed a change. So, but I convinced myself and I said to myself, you know what? Even if things, usually when a business kicks off, right? After a year, a lot of businesses crumble. Mm-hmm. So I said to myself, if I go there and I work for a year, I would have achieved something.
Sure.
And exactly what I wished for, that's exactly what happened. I worked for a month, 11 months and a half. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, yeah.
And you were satisfied.
I was satisfied. I'm happy. So I've had people, you know, my colleagues, not that people that would go out and hang out, getting offers from, you know, you find that someone maybe was doing an afternoon show and they get offered a breakfast show. And in your hearts of hearts, not because you're jealous, you feel like, I think wherever you are, the slot that you're doing could be 9 to 3, 9 to 12, or whatever. I think you're doing an amazing job. It would be risky for you. We are all ambitious, guys. We are all ambitious. Sure. We all want to play for Manchester United. But chances are, if we sign for Manchester United, we might not make it after a year. You'll go back to your old team. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So I've had a couple of those happening to people that I knew, but I was always scared to say to them, dude, don't leave, stay here, you're fine. And you know, a year later, things backfire, you know, but I still keep it to myself that I'm scared to say, because then someone will think, nah, you're jealous.
Mm. Or you don't believe
you
in
me. You don't believe in me. You know what?
And
you
believe jealous has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with it. So yeah, so I thought maybe, you know, it's the kind of conversation we should have, you know, Khomuntsi.
You know, the thing about it for me is that person trying to tick a box like you were with Thibautat?
Yeah.
If that person is trying to tick a box, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they've weighed all the risk and they understand that this is a ticking box mission. If it works out, great. If it doesn't work out, great. Because I just wanted to take that box.
Yeah.
But you know, it's easy. That conversation is much easier to have with your kids.
Yes.
Or your nieces or your nephews. When they're you're like, babe, are you sure? You know, but with friends and adults, it's so much more difficult because there's that insinuation that you don't believe in them. There's the insinuation that you think that they're inadequate.
And you know for a fact, this person is not going to put in the right energy to this thing. My sister Noms.
Not poor Noms.
I Noms. No,
but these are people that are close to me. Noms, I think since Mazi as my sister, I am plus minus 6 years older than Noms. Since Mazi Noms wants to start a business, sir, of something.
Something.
But Noms, hello. Noms and the energy and the discipline into the tools are fun. Noms was like, hey, we'll give this thing a 1 month, like one month. Was about the NHI. After that,
she's bored.
Like, put doesn't come on. I have long blue kawash. Utoya peg. The kawash of Funan, man. Because I know Ulo kawash. I'm going to last 3 months. Not because I believe Gui. Not because, and worse, I support everything that she does. And then she comes to me like, simoshila imali ne.
Yeah. Mm. I've had a friend, I mean, that came to speak to me. I think she was being offered an acting gig. She's no actor. Absolutely not.
There's no talent there.
But she's great in other media spaces. And lucky for us, we have that type of friendship. I mean, even when I got the show, I called him like, hey, Muna, bari. You know,
that is then a problem.
And we have that kind of relationship, right? Yes, with, you know, do you think I should
Candy?
Go? Absolutely. Let's come on show. You know what I mean? I mean, those conversations happen. And lucky for us, we have that open relationship. But I'm not going to lie to you and say, I've got gazillion friends that I can talk to like that. Because it backfires, man. It backfires.
Mm-hmm. 063-688-0959 for voice notes. Kaya family, you can also call us 086-000-959. That's our drive moment for today. You don't think that your friend is the right person for their new job? Would you tell them?
Easy.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So we got a caller, ne? Okay, caller, who's this? Sizwe.
Yes, man.
How are you?
Good, I'm good, I'm good.
Good, good. Welcome to the show.
You know, this thing happened over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Got two daughters. And the first one, it's like, she's smart. And the younger sister, in her head, thinks that she is as smart as her older sister.
Oof.
And she's doing matric. She's aiming for 7 distinctions. And I know that will never happen.
How?
I'm telling you.
Aibu.
And it's very hard to tell her that.
How?
Because I know my daughter. I know the application.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better if you don't tell her. Yeah.
Giving me help.
Ambitious, meg.
That is like this girl. Remember the thing when that show we have a TV, the talent.
Yeah. SS Got Talent.
Idols? SS Got Talent?
Idols.
Uh-huh.
Idols.
Yeah.
You know your daughter doesn't know how to sing.
Hey,
Azizwa.
How are you, Azizwa?
Come on.
Let her go. You'll be surprised.
What?
Come back. And they will crucify. You know how kids crucify each other.
Yeah, I know. Mm. But Miege.
I mean, 70% is not completely, you know, unattainable. So let the child dream. Maybe she knows that she's going to study extra hard and concentrate.
Now you have to use idols.
Now he pick up.
We are Bimba. So your friend comes to you with amazing news that they have just gotten a new job promotion, role contract, and you're so happy for them. But when they describe for them, like Omuyachi, they can sing, your audition go idols, or your Tolama ace out 7.
When I pass on, I keep my member stick. I don't know DJ.
Your friends are in trouble. Nescom, how nice food and next, eh? Even family.
When I know someone.
Dragging family. Can you imagine how Nale Musebezi Kobo's come?
Not dragging no one.
It's no, you are.
You're supposed to be here and be honest about life. Now you're dragging on Makeriko Wako. But send them over.
I didn't drag him.
But you opened him up for drag.
No, no one is going to drag him. No, he's a qualified mechanic. He's a superstar mechanic. Pochisho the mechanic.
Pochisho better start sending invoices.
Hey, man, I hear come on to it. Oh, I'm telling you, because in most cases, I want to sing in Zile.
Yeah.
Because, calling you road money, I'm not sure you want to be in road man, like, no,
I've been told to my face that I can't sing, and the other one I've been told to my face that I can't clean. So sure. Domestic worker, it's a no-no. It's a big no. I'll be fired the same day. So yeah.
This is personal to me. Many years ago, I was playing for Amatax, and at that time the coach was Steve Haupt. Yeah. He actually advised me to go into academics and forget school. Just play it as a hobby. And many years later, I am now a qualified somebody in a very senior managerial position.
Awesome.
And my peers, sebaleki libhola abanye babizwa ama over veteran.
I mean, I have this conversation with myself, and I've even turned down eminye imisebenzi because ngiyazibona vele manje ukuthi la ugeli uya foster. So mina, for me, the conversation ngiba naye with myself yabo sithi ungayikhohlisi bese ngihlaleke lapho ngihlezi khona manje.
I remember when they first placed the former mayor, Johannesburg mayor, Kwamanda. I told my sister that this guy will never last 2 years. My sister said, hi, umjela mona, why? This and that guy, I'm telling you, I won 1,000 rand after I'm closer last year.
That's the best topic I've ever done on radio. Yeah. Like, like no one that are having conversations with themselves,
yes. Which is amazing.
Manela, Manela, ukupheka akusinto zakho, ne?
Are you domestic? Yeah. Yeah. That woman is funny.
She's not domesticated.
Eh?
She's not.
They said she's
not
domesticated.
She can't cook. No, she can't clean. She can't sing.
Imagine the whole coach saying to you, sorry, man, chance. If I grant, Kate is all right. Manela, man, done. It is key, be grand.
But can you imagine? Obviously, he was devastated, but now he can see.
He's grateful.
Yeah, he's grateful.
That's great. Yo.
So, Pumo Swabi, Lela Pate, Mama, Barigilo, Bala, di Buka, get to Hela Bob.
Imagine.
Never Xaba Ronaldinho.
Imagine.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I basically lost a friend. We used to work for the same financial institution. So, what happened is there was a post client services and she applies for it. I'm like, friend, are you sure? Because I know you don't work well under pressure, you're very bad with multitasking, and your listening skill in JT is a zero. And she applies for the job. Only later that day she posted on the WhatsApp status, be with people that celebrate you, you know. And since then we never talked. She went to the department and it was so bad that when she wanted to come back, they're like, no, you must work here for 6 months as a probation before you can apply to other department. She ended up resigning. Till today, we're not even talking.
Mina, simply because I was lazy, according to her. Lazy. I couldn't do anything. Now, that thing is mendwen, because girl, it's not tip.
When I do tell, last year there was a friend of mine who did this thing of sea diving, whatever. I told him, you don't have a flexible body, you know. You won't save anyone. I'm a cheater. They thought that means I'm just jealous of him. Mm. He has drowned more than 6 times.
Now, no.
He never saved anyone. He was just drowning the people that you were supposed to save. So something is not meant for you. That's it.
Yeah, but you know, you see, but sometimes honesty does not help us, and that obviously that other voicemail was also said about this guy who was advising this lady that listen, you don't work well under pressure, and what an eye opener.
Drive 959 with Glenn
Komoto and Skumba,
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.